Hola, guys.
That's awkward.
And welcome to Que Putas, donde cuestionamos todo sin filtro.
Today, Bub. You're Bub.
I'm Bub. Yeah,
Bub decided that she didn't want to look up a quote. She wanted to say one of her favorite quotes that she knows by memory. So go ahead. What is this quote of yours that you love?
I didn't realize that's where it was going to end. I was like, oh, like today, babe, or what is it? Bub, like, neglected her responsibilities and didn't look up a quote.
You said you wanted to do your favorite quote.
My
so
favorite
what is it?
Quote? Actually. I mean, do you have any quotes that you live by in your life? Actually?
Question everything?
Yeah.
That's not a quote, is it?
I would use that as a quote. I
question
have...
everything.
Is question it a quote?
I... oh, I was like, for a second, I didn't actually understand. Like,
yeah, you
oh.
did. It.
I actually have two that I think I would... Mind over matter, and the next best step. Next best step. Or taking the next best step.
Meaning...
Meaning, like, literally in everything. With everything in life, it's like, you just take the next best step. It doesn't matter if you fucked up to this point. Like, you just take the next step towards that goal. Or the next step that'll make you happy. Or the next step that'll, like, make you work a little bit. Like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Just, it does, nobody gives a shit what you've done up to this point. If from now on... You just take the next best step, the next step that you want to take, whatever is best for you, then you're good.
Cool.
Yeah.
We disagree with that mentality.
Do you actually? What do you think?
Sometimes you don't get to do that.
Well, that's why it's not take the next...
Sometimes you don't get to take the best step. Sometimes you just have to take
another step. No, you take the next best step. Your best, whatever you can in the situation. You
do
the next
best thing. Sometimes
you
don't get to choose like that.
Then, like, what? Give me an example of where you can't choose.
There's many examples.
Like what? Because the thing is, then you're not understanding. Because I'm not saying take the next step that'll make you happy. It's the next best step. If I need to decide whether I kill my cat or my dog...
Tell me.
I fucked
thank
up.
You for the... Thank you for the perfect example. Tell me. Tell me. Tell me.
Obviously, we'll kill the cat.
You cat hater.
I'm not a cat person. No, I love cats. No, but that was a shitty example.
It's not a shitty example. You gotta kill your cat or your dog. Who do you kill?
Both.
That's the next best step.
Yeah, it's cheaper.
Sometimes you don't get to take a best step. Sometimes you just gotta take a step.
Agreed, but you take the next
I gave the
there
world
isn't
worst
a
example.
Best one because you kill you're killing an
no,
animal.
It's like either you get
you're such a dumbass.
I really fucking am. No!
I stand by it.
As in, okay, the next best step. As in, what if you have to go into $5,000 versus $10,000 in debt? That's a better example.
Okay.
You obviously go for the five.
Why would you obviously go for the five? Because if you go for the 10, you're more financially secure for a little bit longer, so you have peace of mind for a little bit longer. Who's because the job is coming that is stable enough that you can pay off the 10,000.
Oh, so then obviously you know what the next best step is. The 10,000. You already got all the
life
answers.
Life really isn't that pretty perfect.
It's not, and but you can make it that way.
You really can.
You really can.
Good for you that you think that you have that much control over your life, but you really don't. If only we had full control over our lives. If only we had full autonomy over our bodies. If only we had these things, but we don't. If only freedom was a real thing. If only. But it's not. So you don't always get to take the next best step. Sometimes you just have to take a step. And it might be the worst possible step, but you have to take one. And that might be, ooh, realistic or ooh, pessimistic. It's the fucking truth. You don't always get to take the best step. This is awkward.
Is it?
This is why I like to not touch this topic with us, because we'll always disagree. Because I know you're not looking at the world like sunshine and rainbows, but it's not as pretty as you're
trying,
acting like
I'm
it is.
To
I
understand.
Know you're trying to be optimistic.
No. I'm trying to understand what in your life is making you feel trapped. Because you do get that, right?
It's not
no,
that at
no,
all.
Listen, no, 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 no,
I have literally nothing trapping me in my life.
I was, no, just real quick.
It's called depression.
No, I get that, and I have it. But the thing is, I need you to understand that I am the upgraded form.
Of? Oh, of, like, thinking?
Just in this mentality. No, the thing is, I feel
like
we're
really
both,
think you're wrong.
I both think that we're really meant to be woke.
I think you're the form that hasn't woken up yet.
Damn.
That's the difference. You think you're the higher form, you're the form that isn't being realistic. In my opinion. In your opinion, I'm not being woke enough. I get that. That's why we have different stances on this. I think I'm more aware than you are in that aspect, and you think you're being more aware. Agree to disagree. A pessimist versus an optimist, potentially. Do you know what I mean?
Damn, you think that I'm... Not ignorant. Ignorant's not the right
word. No, I've always seen you as more dreamer. And I can't sit here and say it's going to be sunshine and rainbows when I know it's...
That's
and
not
I,
what I'm
I know,
saying either!
I know, but you're so much closer to sunshine and rainbows than you should be. You're not sunshine and rainbows, but you're awfully close. And it's nowhere near. There's no such thing as sunshine. It's a big ball of gas
who
that's burning.
Who hurt you?
I don't know.
Who hurt you?
I don't know.
Because you get that. I don't know. I don't know what it is, if it's a trauma
Who
response?
Didn't hurt you? How have you been so lucky that you haven't been hurt?
That's
How
not
are
it.
You unhurt?
That's not it, and we both know that's not it.
It must
do you,
be.
Do you know what I think part of this is? It's literally, and we've seen it, like, constantly throughout our lives. I don't know why I always bounce back. Do you get that? Every single time I get hurt, every single time something happens,
yes.
Whatever.
I definitely
go
know
back.
That you are more resilient and stronger. I always thought that your going back was out of weakness and out of, like, I'm desperate. No. Your going back is definitely strength. I'm definitely weaker willed. 100%. I'm not going to deny
I'm
that.
I'm not, I wasn't saying particularly.
That's the thing. I have no faith in anything. Because I'm not gonna, that's the thing, I'm not gonna set expectations, I'm not gonna have faith in something, because I'm just gonna be disappointed. And
that's
I guess that's
fair.
Awfully pessimistic. Yeah.
That's not fair because...
Not fair to who?
Oh my god, I might cry.
Not fair to
no,
who?
No. To me.
Why is that not fair to you?
Because that's a lie. What you're saying is a lie. Because if that was true, then we would have given up on this friendship a long ass time ago.
Because
it's been really hard. And but you keep trying and you keep coming back and you keep going. And you're very resilient because you fucking have patience for me.
Patience is a very different thing. You showed effort first. Effort first. Let's put it like that.
Yeah.
You tried first.
I'm not gonna tell now. You know what? Just because you gave me that compliment, I'm not giving you la razón.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You tried first. You're not going to catch me making effort for someone who's not making effort. Ni por equivocación. Never. And that's something that worries me about falling in love. Because if I'm out here putting effort for a guy who doesn't give a single fuck about me. No. The thing is, you're not going to catch me doing that. Because as much as I might want to be with that person and I might want that person to want me, I like people who like me. I don't know if it's a cap in me. I don't know if it's... The thing is, I'm pretty sure people aren't going to admit it, but everyone likes people who like them.
Oh,
point blank done.
Those are my favorite.
And I don't understand people who like people who don't like them. I don't understand it. People who aren't matching energy. People who aren't actively trying. You're not worth my time. You're not going to catch me texting you looking for you. Nah. You hunt me down and I'll respond. I'll respond as fuck.
Maybe.
Maybe if I think about it. Like, that's the thing. I'll always text back, but you won't catch me texting first. No. And is that fucked up? Yeah. But unless you show me interest, then I'm not showing you any, because I'm not interested unless you're interested. And if everyone has the mentality, then I'm going to be alone forever. And I'm okay with that.
I'll always be here.
Yes, but that's the thing. That's something that we were talking about before. Your fear of loneliness stems from the fact that you've never been lonely.
Yeah.
That's it. Because I've been lonely as fuck. It's not that scary. It's not that bad. You get through it because you have to. It's not that bad at all. You learn to be self-sufficient. You learn to depend on the only person that you can depend on, which is you. And I don't want to make it all sappy. It's like, you're your best friend type bullshit. But honestly, being alone is not that fucking bad. It's really not. It's not scary. It's not painful. You get over it right quick. And then you cope with food and shows. You figure your life out. But it's really not that bad. I was hoping that make you laugh. Didn't it?
Okay. Sorry, no. Sorry, just because I'm taking this seriously because...
I'm taking it seriously, too. I was hoping to, you know, lighten the mood
a little. No. Just the thing is, I need you, and I'm not... You don't have to figure it out now. You don't have to, like... But you're literally coming from a place of hurt.
100%.
And there's no way you can reach that higher level if you're in... You're in a place of pain. And do you know why? It's because you've literally come out and told me... That the whole loneliness, not like discrediting. I know that you were saying the whole loneliness thing. So like, se me quita eso, because I get attached to some toxic ass people, and it's like, don't fucking put energy into those people who literally are not matching your energy or giving you any energy. Mm-hmm. So I get that. I get where you're coming from with that, and I know that that's a thing with me. Like, I have my whole abandonment issue, whatever the fuck. But I do know that you being lonely hurts you. And that you dealt with it, and you coped with it, and you came out on the other side stronger for sure.
No, not at all.
But you're definitely hurt by it?
No, I definitely didn't come out of it stronger at all. How do I explain it? It was extremely painful, you know?
I know.
It was extremely horrible. But it wasn't bad at all.
I know.
How do you explain that? That it was the worst thing ever. It was so horrible. But it wasn't even. No.
No, I know.
That's like, not what I mean at all.
It wasn't even that big a deal. I don't know.
It was nothing.
I know.
So it was nothing.
Yeah.
Did it hurt a lot? Yes. But it was nothing. Mm-hmm. And not that it's fine, you move on. It's that it hurt so much, but it didn't hurt at all. How do you explain that?
I think you just did.
But that doesn't make sense.
Life is the oxymoron.
It honestly is.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a term for that or whatever. But I mean, you do you. And I don't think from this one conversation. I mean, sometimes I actually love it when that happens. Sometimes, like, we're communicating and, like, there's one somewhere. Line. There's one line that somebody says that it's like, it clicks. And either, like, and then I'm like, oh, tú tienes la razón. Or you're like, oh, okay, you're right.
You know what I mean? I fucking hope. That the conversation we had last night clicked for those two ignorant fuckers.
Me fucking
too. When they were both like, oh, that's a good point. I was like, it was a fucking excellent point.
Do you know what pisses me off? Hmm. The fact that mine wasn't seen as a good point until yours was seen as a good point. And I don't even think mine was seen as a good point ever. Was seen as a good point.
It was...
I literally see women's rights, gay rights, and fucking, like, the Black Lives Matter movement all as, like... One, like, I see them all racing. I don't know how to say it. But I see them all on the racing. Same playing field. Like, it's literally all the same. More más grave, more urgent, more prevalent than others. But they all exist as literally the same entity. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I do. I see what you mean.
The thing is, again, it pissed me off how, like, my example didn't work. It pisses me off that you came up with a better example that the ignorant fuckers could understand and that my higher level thinking example didn't sink in. Do you not understand my example either?
I did. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, it was good. It's just
I thought my example was really good, but...
It was really good, but that was...
But they didn't understand? Because we were literally just comparing...
But that one wasn't as big a deal.
Yes. Sure. But I felt like later when I changed it, where it's like if we were to change, like, household roles, and, like, if in a TV show a woman was going out to work and the man was in the kitchen, like, that would be controversial. Wouldn't it?
If that came out in the earlier, times that it was controversial, things like that never came out.
Exactly.
But the moment that women...
So if they would have come out...
But they wouldn't have, because the moment women started working is when those shows came out and women were working. But yeah. I guess...
But it was controversial for some families. Some families were like, oh, why are they making the woman work? I'm sure it's in some households they were like, sure, I don't want my kids to watch this show because the woman's going out to work and the man's cooking in the kitchen. What absurdity is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. No, you're definitely right. Your examples
were... I thought it was. But yeah, or having, like, a single parent. No, it's not the same thing.
But anyways, we're speaking
in tongues because people don't know the context.
Yes, but anyways, this was supposed to be a fun podcast.
Oh, again, not... just real quick, last like ending that yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I want maybe your ultimate form. I don't know if you understand what I try to say with that.
I like, do, but I
no, just real quick, one second. I'm not saying it'll look like me. But I know for a fact that where you are with that mentality is not your ultimate form because you're literally coming from a place of hurt. And I know it didn't even hurt.
You're 100% right. No, you're misunderstanding.
Your ultimate form is in a place of hurt.
This is my ultimate form.
It is in a place of hurt.
What you don't understand is that I'm willing.
To what?
I'm in a place of hurt, but that's not... I'm not closed off.
I know.
So this is my ultimate form.
It's not.
Caution is my ultimate form because you're not at your ultimate form because you're willing to just get hurt and that's fucked up and that's masochistic because you just go, oh, it'll be fine. No. Caution is not being pessimistic. Being cautious is being smart and protecting your heart. You don't do that shit. Maybe I protect mine too much, but your ultimate form is protecting yours more. And my ultimate form is maybe letting go a little bit more. But I'm, you're right. I'm currently not comfortable with letting go more because I'm not going to let any fucking body hurt me. Not a single fucking body. You are willing to let every fucking body hurt you. You can't tell me that that's an ultimate form to reach because that's not an ultimate form.
I feel like Mother
That is mild masochism. What'd you say?
I feel like Mother Teresa would agree with my stance more than yours.
The thing is, we're the opposite sides of the spectrum.
We literally fucking are.
But I think that I'm in a better place.
Damn.
Because I'm cautious.
I don't think I'm not
cautious. You are not even remotely cautious. That word, I don't even think you know what that word means.
Don't insult me.
It's not insulting. You're it's the truth.
You're trying to insult me.
I'm not trying to insult
you're
you.
You're trying to undermine me.
You're feeling insulted by the truth.
You're so fucking annoying. Shut up.
Anyways, this is besides the point. We were supposed to do something fun.
Yes. So what I want to do, yes. I don't know if I already expressed it to you, but I want you to be the police officer.
Sure.
Okay.
So we are going to do the alphabet challenge as
police interrogation.
Police interrogation, exactly. The alphabet challenge. I don't know if that's what it's called.
Questions for me as a police officer?
I will come up with some. Okay. But it's the thing from Victorious, I don't know what it's called, but...
It wasn't invented there. I hate how
it wasn't invented there, but everyone in our generation knows exactly what I mean when I said the alphabet challenge from Victorious. Now, we all know what it is. I don't even have to explain it. But for those who aren't part of our generation, I will explain. It's where every start of our sentence has to be the following letter of the alphabet. So I'll be like, always eat food, and you'll be like... Sorry, I was explaining or anything.
Well, I mean, I was just creating ambiance music.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
I'll be like, always eat your food, and then you'll be like...
Me being the ignorant, unprotected soul I am.
You just lost the challenge. You were supposed to start with a B. You didn't.
Oh, damn. Sorry, what? What did you say?
You're not even listening!
I didn't.
So I'm gonna start with A, always eat your food.
That's what a police officer is telling me?
We haven't started yet. I'm giving them an example in case they didn't watch Victorious.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Always eat your food...
But I like broccoli. What?
Okay, yeah, and then I would go C and she would go D. Let's just...
So this is going to be so bad.
This is going to be horrible.
Okay.
We might not even post this.
We'll Shut see. Up.
All right. Ready? So let's set the scene.
Okay. You can set the scene without... The alphabet challenge doesn't have to be the setting of the scene. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to leave you the responsibility of setting the scene.
A, wake up.
But I was asleep.
Yeah, this is so cringy. Can't you hear me?
Don't raise your voice at me. You need to keep track of your letter, bitch.
I know my letter. I just don't know what to say.
It needs to flow.
Eyes up here. This is awful.
Fart noise. Your G.
I know! I just don't know what to say!
You need to try, just do it!
Goodness gracious.
Haven't you ever heard a fart?
I've never heard one this close.
Joke's on you. It wasn't real.
Kill him, you did, right?
Let's restart!
No!
Let's restart! This is my fuck! The grammar! Kill him, you did!
I'm Yoda. You are! Yo! Okay, Yoda. You started by adding fart noise. You completely lost credibility.
I'm sorry! As an assassin. You completely. I was trying to throw the police officers off. It's like, that's on you. You fell for it.
Okay, now you start.
He became Yoda. What, as the interrogator? Or okay, no, I'll as be the victim.
Yeah.
It's like, aren't you guys gonna let me go?
But you still haven't confessed.
Confessions are only for
accused. Don't be smart with me!
Every single day, we have to go through this shit, huh?
For real, you might as well just confess.
Getting a confession would mean that I actually committed a crime.
How exactly do you want me to believe that you do this? Grammar laughs, but it's fine.
Is it that hard to believe that I didn't kill him?
Just how dumb do you think I am?
Kangaroo level.
Low blow.
Man. Why are you being so cringy about it?
You're being cringy about it.
I'm being cliche. I am being cliche. You are being cringy. There's a difference. Stared with snake eyes. You have to restart.
What?
Fine, continue from L or something. You said low blow. I said man.
I know. Man. So I'm N.
Oh, okay. Just can you...
Narcotics were found in your vehicle.
Oh, I thought this was a murder trial.
Please don't interrupt me.
Queen energy over here.
Respect is required in an interview of policemen.
Stupidity is not required on your part. Is what I was trying to insult you. Did you not get it?
Turntables.
What I'm saying. Your turn. Up and down goes the swing. Vultures, maybe.
These mine.
What you gonna do about it? I took your line.
So cringy. I thought this would be better.
I think we
need to. Okay, let's try again. Let's get serious.
I was gonna say, can you like actually get in the scene? Because I feel like we're bonitas. Like, is my friend? Is my police? All right. Is the police officer my friend or something?
Okay. So the scene is you're in an interrogation.
Because the thing is, like, ready. We can literally use this scene to our advantage because it's like, you know, a police interrogation scene. There's dramatic pauses. You could literally use it to your advantage, but you're like, are you gonna tell me how you murdered him? So, like, please. I don't feel.
I got this. The scene is you're in the room. Okay. And okay, I come in.
Tuff, tuff, tuff. Aren't you heavy-footed?
Be quiet, you.
Can we start?
Don't be sassy. No, let's try again. I'm sorry.
I wasn't. I became the submissive. I whispered and everything.
Okay, let's do this again. Okay, mm-hmm. Come in. Whatever, door closed.
Yeah.
There's a cat. I threw it out. Okay.
It hit the door. It wasn't open. It died.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Okay.
There's heavy in here.
The scene.
It's like, I wonder how police interrogations would go if they started them with, like, killing an animal. I feel like it'd become tense.
I think it's tense already. Key, I don't think an animal's necessary. Low key,
if they're serial killers, that's how you would know.
Because they'd be totally chill with it.
Yeah, because a serial killer would just be like, another Tuesday. And it's like, other people would be shocked.
I feel like that's mild racism.
We can be racist against serial killers.
You can be racist against anybody.
You can totally be... discriminatory against
discriminatory kids. Is the word I meant.
I was gonna say racist is not the right term. You can totally be discriminative against serial killers.
And serial killer lives matter, okay? Honey, they wouldn't agree, but
I know that does not that is not a movement that exists.
It is a movement that exists.
Serial killer lives matter?
Whether people agree with the death penalty or not?
Agreed. No. I'm not talking about how the serial killer's gonna die. I'm talking about a serial killer's rights. There's a reason why people in jail can't vote.
Right, but that's why we're trying to get rid of the death penalty. This got serious. We're supposed to get to
You're against death penalty?
Yes. Do I understand why it is implemented? Yes. Do jails and prisons take a lot out of our taxes? Yes.
That wouldn't change whether they had death penalty or not.
Agreed, but
that it would actually become worse. Because then people who were planned to die would still have to be housed until they actually died. So, I don't know why
you brought taxes. Versus being housed forever?
Yeah.
Until they die?
Yeah.
Of natural causes?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like...
Having the death penalty adds more movement of people getting out.
Literally.
Via death.
Literally. So, being against the death penalty just charges more taxes.
I know. That's why I'm saying I understand why the death penalty is implemented.
Okay, I was like, wait, what?
But I think it's morally wrong. I was just saying both sides.
Oh.
So I don't really...
I thought you was trying to, like, do puntos en contra, and I was like...
But it's my same stance on abortion, in that I don't think I would ever get one, but I'm pro-choice. Oh,
yeah, I would not get a death penalty either. I wouldn't order one of them on Amazon.
I don't think I'd ever vote death for the death penalty, because, like, everyone has to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm the one on the jury, they are not getting the death penalty because we're not all going to agree because I'm not going to do it.
Okay, I got you.
But I understand why it exists.
Oh, okay.
Just like I understand why abortions need to be legal, I just won't be using that.
Yes. I won't be using that service.
Thank you, but I will pass.
Yes. Like,
exactly.
I'll deal with the fucker.
Yeah. I'll birth it, and I don't even want kids. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you.
So that's my stance. But anyways, back to you.
Literally, the only reason why I am against it is because we literally convict so many people of false crimes because our judicial system is so fucked up. And, I mean, I know it's the best we have, but it's shitty. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, literally, only until we find a perfect system, if, when, never, probably, I do not agree with it because literally so many people are falsely accused of shit. If somebody who was falsely accused fucking died through the death penalty, that would be fucked up. So
I'm sure many have. But yeah, I hear you.
Okay. So literally that
is... So you're also anti?
I am against it. Yes.
Cool.
But literally for that reason only. Everything else, I actually don't have a moral problem with it. I actually don't. If a serial killer or whatever... Like, if we can prove that a person actually committed the crimes that they did and, like, there's, like, indisputable fact of it, kill the fucker however you want. I mean... All due respect, I mean, human life, whatever. But I seriously have nothing against the death penalty morally. It's just the fact that people... You're looking at me some type of way.
Of course I'm looking at you some type of way. Because what about... I don't know if this would be body autonomy, but what gives you the right to end someone's life?
They... again, yeah, that's...
You're
that's,
pro-choice? And now you're pro-death penalty?
It's... I'm not. I'm against
it. No, just kidding. That's the same... Wait, that's the same stance. Pro-choice and pro-death penalty is the same stance.
No, pro-death penalty means that you want the death penalty, meaning that they don't have rights.
Right, but rights on the one being killed.
Pro-choice means that you do have the right, you do have a choice to your body.
Right.
Versus death penalty and you're taking away that choice.
Exactly, from a
Yeah,
human.
So they're actually the opposite.
They are opposites. Yeah, I was right.
We reached the same spot, different moral reasons. We could literally get into that later. I'm going to do the police interrogation.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to get serious. No more giggly bitch.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, my stomach. Or was it a fart?
Farts are loud. Can I do a long sentence starting with an A?
Yeah, you really can. Just, there can't be an excessive pause.
All right.
Yeah. Girl, this is our, we make the rules.
Here we go. All right, let's begin. Where were you the night of August 31st?
But August doesn't exist.
Is there an August 31st?
Why don't you play it safe?
Yeah, let's do it.
And, like, do numbers that we know.
Okay, let's try again.
Because, no.
Shut up.
June.
I have no idea. All right, let's get right into this. Where were you the night... Restart. All right, let's get into this. Where were you last Friday?
Betty and I were at the movies.
Can Betty corroborate? I wonder if that's a word. I don't know.
Oh. Why don't you finish the sentence? Can Betty corroborate your whereabouts or some shit?
And
that felt
right.
empty.
You're right, you're right. Can Betty be called as your alibi? No? Can Betty... Can we...
You're being indecisive, police officer.
Okay, wait. So you said Betty and I were somewhere. I forget where you said
Betty and I were at the movies.
Okay.
It's like, should I be numb? I need to get into character. Okay. I swallowed my hair.
That's what you get for being extra spunk.
Your excuse. I was trying to... That was...
Fuck. Let's... Okay. Wait. Sorry. All right. Where were you last Friday?
Betty and I were at the movies.
You started with where was I? You said where were you last Friday? That was the wrong letter.
What?
How did you start your sentence? You said where were you last Friday?
No, I said, all right, let's start. Where were you last Friday?
Oh, sorry. I was like, the math, the letters. Damn, are we not gonna get through like
a single... I can't think of a C, I'm sorry. Give me a second.
Babe, just do it. It's not that hard. I started the sentence with Betty. Grammar? I don't know. But Betty now exists.
Carl said you were at Pizza Hut.
Darren said Carl was at...
What? I don't know. There's too many characters. I can't follow anymore.
For real, wait, it got confusing.
No, I don't like what I said for C.
Don't trust Carl. He's a liar.
Elaborate.
Friday, I was with Betty at the movies.
Carlos? Who was it? Carl? Carlos was with Carl doing drugs.
They're brothers.
It's like, well, damn.
Okay, so Carl was with Carlos doing drugs. What are we at? Right, okay. Good to know. And how long did you and Betty stay at the movies for? Is that grammar?
However long the movie lasted.
I'd like you to be specific. At what time did you and Betty leave the movies?
We were watching Lilo and Stitch. So that was like an hour and 25 minutes. We got at the movie at 6:30. So then 6:30 plus an hour is 7:30 plus 25 minutes. 30, 40, 55.
What letter did you just do? You just said I?
7:55. Or we left at 7:55. You're do I. You do
I. Do I? Oh, okay.
You're so annoying. Do you need a pen to like keep track?
I'm fine. I just don't remember. I love how you mouthed it. I wanted to be professional.
Oh, okay.
I see. You didn't account for the time that the commercial would cost.
What?
No. Just trying to think.
Police officer... I guess the police officer can think this long. But there's, like... Is us in normal voice, say? Like, mental conversations? I said, joke's on you. We didn't pay for commercials, so we did... So I did incorporate how much it cost.
Knowledge is power. And I happen to know that you left the movie theater at 6 o'clock. So how is it that the movie started at 6:30 and y'all left at 7:55 when cameras show you leaving at 6?
Let me inform you, officer. We got there early and Betty left her throw blanket in the car. So I went back outside to get it for her. If you check your footage, you'll see that I went back in with a pink blanket. Unless it was like blue.
Except...
Are we going to count did it.
Yeah, we better. Except you didn't. Because you went to Mr. Johnson's house and murdered him in cold blood.
No. No.
He's like, oh.
Am I free to go?
Possibly.
I'm O.
I know you are.
Stop, wait.
But what am I?
Okay. Interesting stance you took there. Except you're lying. Because we know you murdered Mr. Johnson. We found your hair at the scene of the crime!
Perfect. Now you know I'm having an affair with Mr. Johnson.
Quite an interesting rebuttal you have there.
Ready or not, here I come.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
I'm talking about yours. Mine sucked too. It's okay.
I'm cringing so far.
Can we try a little bit better? Like, the thing is, I also think I have the easier skin. You have to be... Ready? Do you want to switch? Do you want to switch roles for a minute?
No. I feel like it's a lot easier. I think I'll do just as bad.
Oh, really?
You think I'll do better?
Mm-hmm. Mine is a more laid back role. Ready? Let's switch.
Okay. So I'm the crimer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're the one who's being interrogated. You didn't necessarily commit the crime, man. You was already... You knew I killed Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, if not, why am I interrogating you?
I don't know. I'm a suspect, man.
Yeah, so I'm accusing you of the crime.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I did it. You was acting as if I did it.
We found your evidence. We found your hair at the scene of the crime.
I mean... Ooh, and I just said I had, like, emotional... Mm-hmm. Stuff to him that was incriminating. Mm-hmm. So I was like, my hair's at the scene at the crime because like he pulled it out yesterday when we were having.
He was railing me. Okay.
Damn. It's like you said it. I didn't.
Okay.
Are you gonna tell me what you were doing last weekend?
Damn, you suck.
I don't know what I was doing last weekend. I'm sorry. Can you ask me again?
Are you going to tell me what you were doing last weekend?
Better not. You're going to incriminate me no matter what I say.
Can you please provide some kind of detail as to what you were doing last weekend?
Don't pester me. I need my lawyer.
Everyone always asks for their lawyer straight away. Do you know what us police officers think? Fuck! Do you know what us police officers think when people ask for their lawyers?
Fucking hell, I don't give a shit what y'all think.
Great. We think that you're guilty.
Hell nah, I knew you would turn this around and make me guilty. I didn't do shit!
Is this your guilty conscience rubbing at you, or... pulling at you? What is that expression?
I don't know.
Is that your guilty conscience? Raising to the top of is that your guilty conscience? I literally could have just left it like that. Is that your guilty conscience?
Just so you know, I ain't got nothing to be guilty about. I'm innocent. Ain't this shit supposed to be innocent until proven guilty?
Knowing that you're guilty really does change the dynamic.
You did Kate!
Knowing that you're guilty really does change.
I don't know. I'm like, you don't know. There were other letters.
Knowing that you're guilty.
Shut the fuck up!
I can't think. I can't think. I'm cringing so hard.
You got okay, this. Then. Knowing that you're guilty really does change the dynamic of this conversation. Is there anything that you would like to say?
Like, are you dumb or something? I... Motherfucker!
Going back to the crime scene, what were you doing last weekend? Oh, there's your lawyer. Good. Go ahead. Start talking.
Please, lawyer, tell me to shut the fuck up.
Queen energy. I don't know what else to do with Q. It keeps landing on
quiet,
me.
Quiet, quiet, quail.
Quiet, you quail.
Richard, name of my lawyer. Richard, get me out of here, please.
Stop, Richard, at the door. You're speaking to me now. What were you doing last weekend?
This isn't legal. You said I could have my lawyer. Why'd you kick him out?
Because he has to get the umbrellas.
Fuck. Because he has to get the umbrellas?
Yeah. Ups and downs are all part of this conversation. Understand. Understand you.
I do.
Understanding your broken English is really hard. Can you please clarify?
Very well.
Oh, very well.
Clarify.
Very well.
What were you gonna say?
Oh, okay. Very well.
No. Fine. Dale.
What?
Dale.
I'm on V.
Very well. Mm-hmm. Continue.
Now I'm confused.
Continue. Okay, sorry.
Very well. Please bring my lawyer back in. I'm not talking to you without my lawyer present.
What would you do if we don't let your lawyer in and we do hold you for 72 hours without food and without water until you start talking?
Start playing my xylophone. X-ray the shit out of this room! Figure out the weak spot.
I just gave you two very valid...
Neither are valid. Yes, xylophones is all I will say until you let my lawyer in. Xylophone.
You're being quite difficult, aren't you?
We forgot to involve zero. Zero fucks is the amount that I give.
Are you sure you want to take that tone with me? We can make things a lot easier if you just give us the information.
Nothing?
Why? Like, the thing is, it can be cringy, but you can just go for it. Like, all of my lives have been...
Bitch, shut the fuck up. I get very cursy.
Can you please restrain Zachary?
Don't you fucking dare.
Everyone! Zachary,
fuck
the
off.
Whore!
Fuck off! Why'd you call me?
A whore!
Fuck off!
Great, now we have a little kid with a temper tantrum.
Hell is where you will go if you accuse me of a crime I didn't commit!
Is this a habit of yours? Speaking, like, stating the subject and then describing what was the meaning?
Jess.
Jess!
Jess.
Now?
Sika.
Now what?
What? Oh.
Well, my name could be Jessica. I called you Zachary. I don't know if that makes it easier for you.
Oh. You're Zachary welcome. Is my name! You said what?
I said, now what are you gonna do?
Like I told you before.
Oh, we're gonna let me get
away. I'm just gonna...
Now is not with a K. I forgot.
Oh, no is with a K.
No, what are you gonna do?
Knowing what you're gonna do next is in my best interest.
Yeah.
like I said, I will sit here and say nothing to you until my lawyer comes back.
Many have said the same. Until 48 hours passed. No water. No food. No toilet breaks. You might have to pee-pee yourself. We'll see. It's like, I'm in character. I'm just going to stay silent from now on. Yeah, this is part of the character.
I don't know if it'll make it easier for you since you're having such a hard time with this
one. Such a fucking hard time. I don't do improv.
Do you want to do, like, girls gossiping or something?
That's even worse.
Is it really? Yeah. Like, Alice, you'll never believe what Jerry just told me.
What, are you fucking sexist?
I just called Alice.
Why did girls gossiping have to be,
oh my god, here we go.
Excuse me, you could have been the tomboy. I decided to choose that character. Why the fuck are you assuming that the entire scene was gonna go at that same pace?
Why is it that you chose that when you said girls gossiping?
She's an easy character to do. I just decided to do her.
You could have just, you could have just used your normal voice.
I really could have.
When we gossip, there ain't no
We don't gossip. Because we're men.
We gossip all the fucking time.
I know, I'm just kidding.
It's like our favorite pastime.
Shut up.
You don't have to,
Fine. Did you just, Alice, did you just hear what Jeremy said?
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Can you, like, not come for me right now? I want to tell you
this,
what happened.
This energy is quite strange.
Why?
I'm not gonna lie. This improving is not for me.
Oh!
I got really excited when you said the idea. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Like, we'll be able to do this. This was a train wreck.
I'm loving it, though.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I think it's really funny.
I'm cringing from so deep down
inside. Laughing so hard. I'm cringing from, like, the bottom of my soul.
I feel the cringe in my butthole.
Why? The thing is, I feel like it's not cringe as much as cliche. And then it's just, like, random and stupid.
I guess.
But that's the whole thing. But ready? It's okay. I mean, we'll try again next time.
I guess. Yes, this has been our fun Friday.
Ooh. Redo! We have to redo the entire recording! Just kidding. No, it's okay.
Hold on. French fries?
French fries.
But yeah, this was our attempt at,
like, improv, I guess. I think it's literally the first time we've done improv. We're, like, I thought we would be, not that I thought we would be a lot better, because, to be honest, I knew we were going to be this bad.
I didn't think this would be as difficult as it was. This was fucking hard.
Like, it's taking neurons for you. What I say is going to sound stupid, but at least I say something.
I'm trying to think of flowing. I'm trying to get it to flow.
Did mine not flow?
It did.
I was about to say. I mean, sometimes they were stupid, but I feel like that's just all part of it.
I guess. I don't know. I was really, really struggling
you
with the flow.
You were hella overthinking it.
I also couldn't think of anything, because when it was my turn to do B again, all I could think of was Betty, and I'm like, I don't want to say Betty as well.
It's like, yeah, but I was actually expecting you to say Betty.
Oh, really?
Betty left. I was hoping to include her.
Oh, sorry. I was like, let me not use Betty again.
No, why not?
Because you used Betty. Gotta be my... I gotta say my own jokes.
Well, damn.
We gotta keep the people on their toes.
Yeah, the funny thing is, I think I was the funnier one.
You think you were the funnier one?
Just kidding.
When
oh
we
gosh.
Died laughing, it was when you spoke. Okay.
Okay, guys. We're done for today. We're gonna fight
y'all
this
gotta
bitch.
Tell us who's the funnier
Stop!
One. No, don't tell us that. We're all equally funny.
The thing is, the reason you just decided to back out is because you know you was gonna get hurt.
It was for my feelings.
It was because of me.
Yep.
I was gonna.
Because I
hurt.
Feel things.
Mm-hmm. Damn. It's like that was a burn on yourself. I feel hurt for you.
I'm tired. Yeah. Let's end this.
Darling.
All right. Okay, so this has been fun.
Yeah. Thanks,
cringy.
You guys, for listening. I don't think so.
Whatever, but we will see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.